Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Haftarah share. We're holding an Haftarah from Parshas Chukas. The Haftarah this week is in Shoftim, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Lamed Gimel. The Levushan of Hudram say that we're maftir in the Haftarah of Yiftach HaGilodi, because it's me'ain this Parsha, which it talks about the Milchama of the Bnei Amoin. And Yiftach, we see, he did the Milchama with the Bnei Amoin. And the whole Inyan is me'ain this week's Parsha. And with that, Rabbi Yisai, we begin Pasuk Aleph. V'yiftach ha-gilodi. Yiftach ha-gilodi hoya gibor chayil. He was a supremely powerful person. V'hu ben isha zoyna. He was the son of a woman innkeeper. There's different pshat on what zoyna means, like we had by Rochav zoyna. She did pashat, she was mamasha zoyna. One of the Rishonim learn. And since she mingled a lot with men, so she committed a lot of aznus. That's one pshat. Zoyna could be a lotion of mezoyna. She was an innkeeper. Vayoled Gila, or some people say it was his concubine, it was his Pilegesh that he lived with. So it wasn't a real daughter. Vayoled Gilod es Yiftach, and Gilod gave birth to Yiftach. Pasuk dat beis, Vatela deishes Gilod loibonim. Gilod's wife bore him sons. Vayigdalu veneho isha. When the women's sons matured, they got older. Vayigorshu es Yiftach. They ejected Yiftach, they threw him away. Vayoymerloi, they're telling him, you have no right to Yarshin in our father's house. Because you're the child of a different wife. You have no Shaykhis to get Yerusha with us. Pasuk Gimel, they were wrong, we're going to see. And later they needed him. Pasuk Gimel, Vayivrach Yiftach Mipnei Echov. Yiftach fled from his brother's presence. Vayeshev Be'eretz Toiv. And he settled in the land of Toiv. Why was it called Toiv? So there's different pshatim. One of the pshatim is it was a land that was ruled by a man named Toiv. His name was Toiv. That was his name. Another pshat, the Gemara says in Chulin Peites, it says the oilam ena oilam eskayim ela b'misha boilam atzmoi b'shas meriva. When a person keeps quiet at the time of machlokes, so then that's how the world has a kiyum. So Yiftach, we're going to see, went into Golus rather than fight with his brothers. He just left. So that's why it's called Toiv. And not only that, we're going to see this perek, it's going to illustrate how Hashem helps downtrodden people. Because the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Gimel Tezvav, Elokim Mevakesh Es Anirdav. Hashem is always Mevakesh, the person that's being stamped upon, the one that's being chased. So over here, we see that Rebbein Shlom is going to, after they sent them away, the Zikne Gilad are going to come after Yiftach for his help. They're going to need his help. So you see, the Rebbein Shlom is Mevakesh Es Anirdov. Okay. So Vayirvach Yiftach Mipnei Echov. Yiftach fled from his brother's presence. Vayeshev Be'eretz Toiv. And he settled in the land of Toiv. Vayislaktu El Yiftach Anoshim Reikim. And these idlers, these ledegeyers, boorish people, they collected around Yiftach. Vayetzu imo, and they traveled with him. So the Rabag says that's how they made their panosa, by joining Yiftach and going around and traveling with him. That's how they pillaged and they stole from people. That's how they made their panosa. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis, Vayislaktu el Yiftach anoshim reikim. The Gemara says that these people, these boorish people, gathered around him. This could be compared to a mashal of the birds of a feather flocking together. The pshat is that Yiftach himself was a mediocre type of person. And Mimele, he attracted people like himself. So Mimele, since he was a boorish person, it says, even though he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, but he was an Amoritz Chosid, we're going to see later. The Fi one sheet in the Rishonim, he killed his daughter. He brought her up as a korban, the Fi the Ramban, and the Rebbeinu Bechai, and Pasha in Vayikra Chav Zayin. But Lefi the other Rishonim over there, Ebenezer, they argue. They say he didn't do it literally, he just locked her up in a room, whatever it was, in a house. Al-Kalponim, he was an Amoritz. So people like him, mediocre people, gathered around him. So Meila, that's why it says, Vayislaktu al Yiftach anoshim reikim. Pasuk Dalid, Vayihimi yomim, years passed. We find in Tanakh, yomim means shonim. Vayilocham uvnei amoinim Yisrael, and the bnei amoin waged war against Yisrael, against Klal Yisrael. Zot Rashi, Vayilocham uvnei amoin hiho amur lamaila. That's what's mentioned before in Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Hey, Vayihi Kasher Nilchamu Vnei Amoinim Yisroel. And it happened when the Bnei Amoin waged war against Klal Yisroel. Vayelchu Zikne Gilad. The elders of Gilad went. Lokacha says Yiftach, to take Yiftach, to bring him, Me'eretz Toiv. From the land of Toiv, either land that was the name of the person that we said that lived there, the owner of the land was named Toiv, or he was the ruler, or the drasha the Gemara says in Chulin Peites what Toiv Al Kopanim, they went to get him. Pasuk Vav VaYoyimru LiYiftach, they said to Yiftach, Licha, come VaHayisa Lanu LeKatzin, and you'll be our chief, you'll be our commander. So they were telling him, right now, in the time of war, you'll be our commander. But later on, you're not going to be our leader, because you're not ready to be the leader. V'nilchamo b'bnei amoin. Let us fight the b'nei amoin. So come. So Pasuk Zayin, Yiftach, it says it wasn't so easy. V'yomer Yiftach l'zikne gilad. He doesn't give them easy time. Yiftach, he retorts back to the zikne gilad, the elders of Gilad. He says to them, Haloy atem sineisem oisi. Did you not hate me? And you ejected me and sent me away from my father's house. So why do you approach me now? When you're in trouble, you come and you tell me you need me. You're the ones that sent me away. So it's a pelel lemaisa, because it wasn't really them, the ziknei gila, that sent them away. It was his brothers that sent them away. So either two pshatim, either that they were among the ziknei gila that came along, and when he was talking to them, he was focusing on them. There was a whole group of people, the ziknei gila together with his brothers included. When he said that you hated me, he was talking to his brothers. He was focusing on his brothers in that crowd together with the Ziknei Gilad. Or the Pshat is the Ziknei Gilad were maskim, and they weren't moicha when they sent him away. Pasuk Ches, Vayoyimru Ziknei Gilad El Yiftach, the elders of Gilad's reply to Yiftach, Lochein, for this reason, Ato Shavnu Elecha, that's why we return to you. Pshat is we regret what we did to you, or we regret that we oversaw what happened to you and weren't moicha. Lachain atashavnu ilecha. The Barbanel says this is the exact reason why we're coming to you right now. We have charata what we did. Ve'alachta imanu. Now come along with us. Ve'nilchamta b'vnei amoin and fight against the b'nei amoin. Ve'hayisa lani, you'll be for us l'roish l'chayil yeshvi gilad, to the head of all those who inhabit Gilad. So now the Malbim explains they raised and they increased their offer to Yiftach. Now they said, you're going to be the Roish, you're going to be the leader. Because first they originally said, only you're going to be the leader, B'shas Mais, you'll be our commander-in-chief. But later, when after the war, you're not going to be the commander-in-chief. You're going to go back to your Pashat status. But now they said, no, they said it wasn't working, they increased their offer. They said, now, V'yisalanu l'Roish, l'chol yosh ve'gilod, you'll be in charge. Pasuk Tes, listen to the reply of Yiftach. V'yomer Yiftach el zikne gilod. Yiftach said to the elders of Gilad, if you bring me back to fight the Bnei Amoin, then Hashem delivers and Hashem will deliver them over to me. Then I will be your head. So what was he telling them? So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains that Yiftach said to them, if you make me your leader, then I'll have Siyata Deshmaya to fight for you. But if you're not going to make me the leader, I'm not going to have that Siyata Deshmaya, because the Roish, the leader, always has that special Siyata Deshmaya. So make me leader, and then I'll be able to defeat the Amoin. So we see the Malbim explains Yiftach didn't accept their bait, that they said, you know, you come fight with us and then we'll make you leader. They said, nah, first you make me leader right now, the Malbim says, and then afterwards I'll come fight with you. You make me leader right now, immediately, then I'll go fight for you. Pasuk Yud Vayoyimru Ziknei Gilad El Yiftach. The elders of Gilad declared to Yiftach, they said to him, Hashem Yiyashimeya, may Hashem take heed, Bein Oseinu, of what has passed between us. Im Loi Chidvorcha Kein Nasif. If we don't fulfill what you want, all your stipulations, then we have to do. In other words, we have to fulfill. They will ask him right now to appoint him as the leader. Oh, now he's maskim to go, Yiftach. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayelech Yiftach im Ziknei Gilad. Yiftach accompanies these Ziknei Gilad, the elders of Gilad. Vayesimu ha'am oisoy aleihem. And the people designated him L'roishu l'katzin, as their head and their commander. Vayedaber Yiftach is called Vorov Lifnei Hashem ba'mitzpah. So Yiftach spoke all of his tnoyim before Hashem by mitzpah. So Rashi is called Vorov Hatnai Shebineim, all the conditions between them. Lifnei Hashem ba'mitzpah, la'mokim shenesfu kulam. That's the place where everybody, they all gathered. She'ashchina shoyra al roiv tzibur, because the Shechina rests when there's a lot of Klal Yisrael there. There's a lot of people there, so mele they had a mokim Shechina. So the Rashi is explaining that Yiftach wanted their chray, that they should mechayiv themselves, and all the conditions should be out Dafka in this Makam Kaddish where Shechina is, and they should speak out all the Tanoim, they shouldn't be Chayzer. Dafka in this Makam Shechina. So the Radak learns that this mitzvah over here was the same mitzvah that we had in Yeshua, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Ches, that Nisim were done for Yeshua by Hashem. Hashem did Moridik and Nisim from over there. And then it became a place for davening and a place for meeting in a commemoration for all those Nisim that happened over there. The Pasuk says over there in Kapitel Yud Aleph in Yeshua. Over there we see in Shoiftim that in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Zayin, Pasuk Hey, it says Shaul HaMelech was designated as king over there in the Mitzpah. We also see that Shmuel also brought a korban over there and he davened that the Plishtim should be given over to Klal Yisrael. So Mitzpah was a Makom Kaddish. It wasn't a Pashut to place. So this is this Mitzpah the Radak's learning. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayishlach Yiftach Malochim. Yiftach sent Shaluchim, emissaries, El Melech Bnei Amoin, to the king of Bnei Amoin. Lamar saying, Ma Livaloch Kivosa Eli Lihilochim Ba'artzi. What is there between us that you've come upon us to engage us in war with me and my country? What's right you coming to fight? What's irking you? Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Melech Amoin. So the king of Amoin replies to him, El Malachi Yiftach, to who? To the Shluchim of Yiftach, who he only sent there because he wanted to try it without going to war. He wanted to be Paseach B'Shalom. That he wanted to offer them peace. Listen, let's talk it out first before we go fight it out. So he answers back, the king of Amoin, Ki lokach Yisrael es artzi, because Klal Yisrael took my land. Ba'alo Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, when they went up from Mitzrayim, you stole my land. The famous Taina. Nowadays we have that Taina too. We want our land back. You stole my land. It's not a new Taina. May Arnoin v'ada Yaboik, from Arnoin to the Yaboik, v'ada Yardin till the Yardin. V'ata Shiva es Hein Mishalim. Now return them to us in peace. That's my Taina. I want land. He said it straight out. You took our land. So we're going to see Yiftach is going to argue back and say it's not your land. Sichon captured it from you. And really, Amun, we're not allowed to have a war with. But Sichon, we did. And really, we didn't take your land. We're going to see later. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayosef Oid Yiftach. Yiftach continued further. Vayishlach Malochim. And he sent Shluchim El Melech Bnei Amun to the king of the Bnei Amun. Pasuk Tezvo, Vayomer Lo, he said to him, Koyomar Yiftach. Yiftach says the following. Lo lokach Yisrael es eretz Moav. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, never took the country of Moav. That's sheker. Ves eretz Bnei Amoin, or the land, the country of the Bnei Amoin. It's sheker. We never took your land. Your tainer is not true. Why? He explains himself. Pasuk Tazayin, ki ba'aloisam Mitzrayim, from when coming up from Mitzrayim, vayelach Yisrael ba'midbar. Klal Yisrael, I'm going to give you a little history lesson, King of Amoin. We went through the midbar, ad Yamsuf, until the Yamsuf. Vayovi Kadesh, and 40 years later we came to Kadesh. Kadesh was the last place that they rested in the Midbar before they started trekking up to Eretz Yisrael, marching towards Eretz Yisrael. There was a 40-year difference between Yam Suf and Kadesh. So what Yiftach wanted to be telling, just like the Moridik Nisim by Kriyas Yam Suf, and Klal Yisrael also Nisim Gluyim, what Ros Shifcha Aliyama Shleiro Cheskel Ben Buzi, more than the Vim saw. So he was telling Ben Yamin, listen, if you want to fight with us, you're not fighting with us. You're fighting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't start up. That's why he mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf. And why did he mention Kadesh? Because he wanted to say that not only that we didn't take your land, Amoin, but we made a detour to avoid confrontations and wars with you. Because we went around, we made a long detour to get away from you, to go around. So of course we didn't attack Amoin. We went out of our way to get away from it. So it's Stamsheker what you're saying. Zot Rashi, Ad Yamsuf, Bedroi Meshal Eretz Edom. This is the south of the land of Edom. There it's Edom Bedroim, while the land of Edom is south, Shal Eretz Canaan, of the land of Canaan. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayishloch Yisrael Malochim, Yisrael sent emissaries, El Melech Edom Lamor, to the king of Edom, saying, Ebron Ovi Artzecha, please allow us to go through your country, to pass through. V'lo Yishoma Melech Edom, but the king of Edom didn't listen. V'gam El Melech Moav Shaloch, not only that, he's giving him a history lesson, we also sent to the king of Moav. V'lo Yovah, but he refused. Vayeshav Yisrael b'Kodesh, and Yisrael remained in Kodesh. Zot Rashi, Ebron over Atzechem, Yidroim Letzofim, from south to north, Likonis Leretz Canaan, to go into the land of Canaan. Vagam El Melech Moav, Shohisa Artsei B'Soif Eretz Edom. His country bordered the last part of Edom. B'Mizrocha Shal Edom, the east of Edom, B'Droim Shal Eretz Yisrael, south of Eretz Yisrael. V'Loyova, he refused. Moshe Ramza B'Toyrin, Dvorim Beis Chavtes. Kasher Osu Li, B'nei Esav, Ayoshim B'Seir, as was done to me again by the B'nei Esav that live in Seir, V'mayovim ayoshvim ba'or, and the mayovim who reside at or. K'shem she'edom lo'nosnam lavor, kach mayov lo'nosnam lavor. Just like Edom refused Klal Yisrael permission to pass through their land, so too mayov refused them permission to pass through their land. Pasuk Yudches, Vayelech Bamidbor. He continues telling King Mayov, king of Ammon, some history. Then they continued Klal Yisrael in the Midbor. Vayosav es Eretz Edom. They went around. They circumvented the land of Edom. Ves Eretz Mayov and the land of Mayov. Vayovoy mimizrach shemesh le'eretz Mayov. And they arrived at the east of the land of Mayov. Vayachanun be'ever Arnoin. And they camped opposite Arnoin. V'leivol b'gvul Mayov. They never came b'chlal close to the border of Mayov. Ki Arnoin gvul Mayov. Because Arnoin is the Mayov, the border of Mayov. Zot Rashi. Vayeluch b'midbar min ha'mayrev l'mizrach, from west to east. B'meitza joy mishal Edom y'mayov, along the southern borders of Edom and Mayov. Vayosav v'seretz Edom kol droimo, all of its southern border. V'seretz Mayov and the land of Mayov kol droimo, all of its southern border. U'kishagilu miktsoy droimis mizrach, when they reached the southeastern border, ponel et Sofen, they went northward. Lizboy v'smeitz mitzrachi, mizrachi, to go the border of the eastern border. That's where Eretz Sichon Voig started. The Kofshu Eivir Yarden, the Mizrach Eretz Knan, the Over Yarden, the Nichsel Eretz Knan. They went into the land of Knan by the eastern route. So B'chlal, we didn't come near you. So what are you tining? This is the accurate history lesson Yiftach tells them. Pasuk Yutes. Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim. Yisrael then sent Shluchim El Sichon Melech Amorim, Melech Cheshbon, to Sichon, the king of all the Amorim, the king of Cheshbon. Vayom Elo Yisrael, Yisrael said to him, Nabren Ovi Artzecho, let us pass through your land, your country, Ad Mekoimi, until our destination. Pasuk Ches, Veloihem in Sichon es Yisrael Avor Begvuloi. Sichon would not give places faith in Klal Yisrael by letting them cross his border. They thought they were going to capture his land, and that wasn't true. Vayesav Sichon es kol amo, Sichon assembled all his people, vayachanu biyotza, and they camped at Yotza, vayilochim im Yisrael, and he waged war with Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Chof Aleph, vayiten Hashem alikei Yisrael, and Hashem, the God of Klal Yisrael, delivered es Sichon ves kol amo, Sichon and his entire people, biyad Yisrael, into the hands of Yisrael, vayakum, and they struck them down, vayirash Yisrael, es kol eretz ha'emoiri, yoyshev ha'oretz ahi, and Klal Yisrael took possession of all the land of the Amorim who inhabited that land. So Sichon, in other words, we didn't take it from you, Amoin, because Sichon captured it from you, and we took it from Sichon. So we never took your land. You lost it to Sichon, then we captured them. So it's tam sheker what you're saying. Pasuk Kaf Beis vayirshu es kol gvulo emoiri. They took possession of everything when the Amorim borders. May Arnoin viada Yabuk, from Arnoin to the Yabuk, umin Amidbar viada Yarden, from the Midbar to the Yarden. Rashi says sha'ato emeshu shelcha. Hey, mi Sichon lochi. This what you tain is yours. We annexed it. We took it from Sichon. Umin a midbar v'yada yarden. Midbaris hoyisham lifnei yarden. This was midbaris that adjoined the yarden. Pasuk Chav Beis vayirshu es kol gavul hoemoiri. They took possession of everything when the Amorim borders. May arnon v'yada yabek umin a midbar v'yada yarden. Pasuk Chav Gimel v'ata Hashem. Now Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Hayrish Esoy Moiri, he got rid of the Amorim, he ejected them. Mipnei Ama Yisrael, from before his people, Klal Yisrael, Viata Tirishena, and now you think you're going to take possession of it. Pasuk of Dalid, Haloy Eis, Asher Yerishcha Kemoish Elohecha, Oisei Sirosh. Will you not take possession of everything that your God Kemoish bestows upon you? Veis Kol Asher Hayrish Hashem Elikeinu Mipaneinu, Oisei Nirosh. So whatever Hashem, whoever Hashem ejects from our land, from before us, his land we're going to take. So if you're a Kamoishi saying your God would have given you land, you wouldn't have taken it. So our God gave us land, he tells them. So the Meshech Chachma speaks out. He talked about Kamoish Elohecha Oisei Tirosh in a Lashon Osid, in a future tense. Meaning, until now, Kamoish was worthless. He didn't do anything for you. Now let's see in the future. Time will tell if he's going to help you in the future. But he didn't help you till now. But our Rebbein Shalom, he says in a Lashon Avar, a past tense, that Hashem has helped us in the past, and he's going to help us now, and he's going to help us in the future. But you're Kamoish, you want to rely on him, Vakasha, go rely on him. That option's always open. Pasuk Chof Hei, V'ata HaToiv Toiv Ato. Now, are you superior? Mi Bolok Ben Tzipor Melech Moyov. From Bolok Ben Tzipor, the king of Moyov. Are you any better than him? Haroiv Rovim Yisrael. Did he clash and fight with Klal Yisrael? Im nilcha, im nilcham bom. Did he wage war against them? All he did was he hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, Balak. But Balak didn't fight wars against us, so why are you any better than him? And all he did, what did he do? He hired Bilam to make some spiritual curse against us. So you want that option? Yiftach tells him, that's open. You want to rely on spirituality and curses like that, so go to your god, Chemosh. You want to act like Balak, but don't attack us. You're not any better than him. Pasuk Chavav, B'sheves Yisrael B'cheshboin, when Klal Yisrael occupied Cheshboin, U'bivnoisea and all its villages, U'va'aror U'bivnoisea and Aror and all its villages, U'v'chol he'orim asher al yedei Arnon, and all the cities that adjoined Arnon, Shalosh me'ez shana, for 300 years we were there. So this is his final argument. He says, where were you for the past 300 years? Why are you quiet for the past 300 years? 300 years, you didn't are living here in Ammon, you don't say anything. All of a sudden, you wake up 300 years later. Why didn't you save it at that time? Why didn't you gang up against us at that time? All of a sudden, you wake up. What's tutzachdo? So Rashi says, al yedei Arnon, etzel Arnon, near Arnon, shahayim imoyav. These cities belong to Moyav v'yadu, but they recognize shalayhoyalem lavard, Lavar Elam, that they could not lay any claim to them. Sharei Misichim Kofshum, because in Bamidbar Chav Aleph Chav Dalid, that's this week's Pasha, Pasha's Chukas, it says they were confiscated from Sichon. Shalok Chami Melech Moav, he annexed it from the king of Moav, he took it away from Moav. Shlois Meiz Shana, for 300 years, Misha Kofshu Sa'aretz, from when they captured the land, Bimei Yeshua Ad Yiftach, in the days of Yeshua until Yiftach, Mikan yesh lilmoit shnoisa shoiftim and eskorim ad hayden. For now, this is a very important pasuk because we can learn out all the years that are shoiftim that were mentioned until now. Im shnei ashibut shakol uma, meaning all the years of shibut by the nations, nimgim besoichim ea shoifit are included in the cheshbon of the shoiftim. Im lav or not? What we're going to see what if this 300 year number is only accurate. It's only accurate if you use some of the years of the shibut that are included in there, and some years are not. He's going to explain. Shanina Beseder Olam in Perikud Beis, it says like this. Yeshua Pirnes as Yisrael Esrim Ushmoyne Shana. Yeshua was in charge of Klal Yisrael for 28 years. Ve'in le mikra mimi lilmoid. We don't have any pasuk to learn it out. Now, Osniel, it says in Perik Gimel Yud Aleph of Shoiftim Arboyim Shana. He was in charge for 40 years. Ushne Shibut Shal Koshin Rishasayim Bechlalam. The years in Perik Chesed Shoiftim of Koshin Rishasayim are also included. There's some shita say it was Bilam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Koshin Rishasayim. Different machleks and who it was. But anyway, they're not included. Achrav Ehud, Shemayin Ibshana. Ehud was in charge for 80 years in Perik Lamid. Shemayin Esrei Shanim Shibut Shal Egloin. In Perik Yudalad Besoichim, there was 14 years of Shibut of Egloin. Haremei Arborim Shemayin Shana. That's 148 years. Devoira in Perik He of Shoiftim, Lamed Aleph, it says Arborim Shana for 40 years. Shnei Shibut Yavan in Perik Dalad Gimel Besoichim, the years of Yavan that he was Meshabadem is included. Hare Meir Shmoinim Ushmoinim. That's 188. Achrav Sheva Ushanim Shal Shibud Midyan. Afterwards, you have 7 years of the Shibud of Midyan. Varboim Shal Gidon. 40 years of Gidon. In Perik Ches Chav Ches. Vishali Shal Avimelech. In Perik Tes Chav Beis. 3 years of Avimelech. Hare Masayim Shloishim Ushmoinim Shanim. That's 238 years. Achrav Esim Shali Shal Toila. 23 years of Toila. Vesim Shnaim Shal Yoyer. El Shal Also Shan Achas Lishneim. Their years overlapped. Ushmoina Esri Shal Bnayam, 18 of Bnayam, and Achalei Bo Yiftach, until Yiftach came. Hareish Leishmeis, that gets 300. So you make the Cheshmas 300 years. Bekitzer, Melech Amun, now you wake up. Where were you for the past 300 years? Pasuk of Zayin. Ve'anoichi Leicha Tosiloch, I have not wronged you. I have not sinned against you. Ve'ata Oisa Iti Ro, but you act badly towards me. Li Lochimbi, by waging war against me. Yish boit Hashem ha-shoifet ha-yoyim. May Hashem, who sits in judgment, decide today, bein b'nei Yisrael, bein b'nei Yaman, between b'nei Yisrael and b'nei Yaman, let the b'nei Yisrael bring it to the judge. Let the judge decide. Hashem will decide. Pasuk Chav Ches. V'lo yishom ha-melech b'nei Yaman. But the king of b'nei Yaman didn't listen. El divrei Yiftach asher sholach elav, to the message Yiftach sent him. Yiftach was telling him something very simple here. Listen, we don't have to go to war. We can work it out in a peaceful manner. That we realize that we're the owners of the land. We captured it. And you know the truth too. Where were you for the past 300 years? And the other Rizi said to him, but if you want war, Vakasha, we'll go to war. And here, Melech B'nei Amun chose war. He didn't listen to Pasuk says, V'leishoma Melech B'nei Amun, El Divri Yiftach Asher Sholach Elov. He didn't listen to him. He wanted war. Pasuk Chavtes, Vatehi Al Yiftach Ruach Hashem. Now, Yiftach had the Ruach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he became the leader, Vayaver is Gilad, Esa Gilad Ves Menashe, and he traveled through Gilad and Menashe, And we're going to see soon, why does it say Ruach Hashem on him? Because now we're going to see that Hashem was fighting the war, not Stam Yiftach. The Baruch Hashem gave him Ruach Hashem was on him. He went to Gilad of Es Menashe, Vayavris Mitzpah Gilad, he crossed Mitzpah Gilad, and we Mitzpah Gilad of our Bnei Yamin. From Mitzpah Gilad, he crossed into the Bnei Yamin. Zot Rashi El Bnei Yamin, to the Bnei Yamin. Pasuk Lamid, Vayidur Yiftach Neder Lashem, Vayoymar, Yiftach made the Neder to Hashem, and he said, Im Nosain Titein Es Bnei Yamin Biyodi, if you actually, Rebbe Yishlam, deliver the Bnei Yamin into my hand, then Pasuk Lamid Aleph, Vahoya Yoytzi Asher Yetzi Midal Seveisi, then it should be whatever steps out from the door of my house, lekrosi towards me to greet me, v'shuvi b'shalim b'nei amoin. When I return peacefully from the b'nei amoin, v'hoya l'Hashem, v'halisiu oyla, belong to Hashem, and I'll bring it as an oyla. So we see over here that first of all, nedar melcher is a gutazach. The Gemara says in Tainus Daf Dalid, we see Yaakov Avinu made a neder. He said when he was on his way from Eretz Yisrael to Lavan in Bereishis Chav Ches Chav, he said Ribbono Shel Olam, he made a whole neder over there. So Nidri Mitzvah is a good tzach. However, Yiftach Lamaisa Chazal find fault with him because he says he was Shoyel Shaloikin Hoigen. He asked improper. Pshat is because how did he know that the first thing to greet him was going to be an acceptable korban? It could be a dog will come out. Some Dover Tummy will come out, and you know, it's puzzle for a korban. So and we see later indeed what came out. His daughter came out. And Machlekes if he was makrifer or not, but Machlekes Yishayim. But it was Shoyel Shalek Leugen. He did him properly. How do you know what the first thing is going to come out of your house? It's a Dover Kam. It's Roy for a Korban. It's a Dover Kosher. So it was a Tain against him. Pasuk Lamed Beis Vayavar Yiftach El Bnei Yamon. Yiftach crossed to the Bnei Yamon Lihilochimbom to wage war against them. Vayitnem Hashem Biyodah, and Hashem delivered them into his hand. Pasuk Lamed Gimel Vayakim. He struck them down. May Aroy Er. From Aroyer, Viad Boyecha Minis, until you reach Minis, Esrim Ir, 20 cities, Viad Ovil Kromim, until the plain of the Krom of the vineyards, Mako Gedoyle Ma'oid, a exceedingly damaging blow. Himamish gave him a zet. Vayikanu Bnei Yamoin, the Bnei Yamoin were Machnia themselves, they were humbled. Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael, meaning they gave up, they surrendered. Zakrashi Ovil Kromim, Targum Mesha Karmaya, that means the Targum says, Targum Yonason, that this is the plain of the vineyards. So now he overpowered them. And that, Lamaisa, we finished the Aftoira of this week's Parshas Chukas, but it ends over here. But I'm going to speak out a little bit further what happened over here. That what happened to Yiftach? Vayovay Pasuk Lamedalad. Maybe we should just finish the perek. Another few psukim. Might as well finish the perek. The Aftoira Be'etzim ends here. Pasuk Lamedalad. Vayovay Yiftach HaMitzpah El-Beisa. Yiftach arrived at Mitzpah at his home. Vehinei Vita Yoytzeis Likrosi. Now his daughter went out towards him. Besupim with drums, with mechaylos, with dancing. Viraki yechida, she was the only one, only her. She alone ain't like mimenu beinoy bas. He didn't have from her a son or a daughter. Mimenu either means her that she was unmarried, and mimenu is a lashon zocher, but it means from her he didn't have a granddaughter or a grandson from her. And another pshat redak says that Yiftach's wife had children and he adopted them because she had them from a previous marriage. But Yiftach himself only had his only real daughter was this daughter, and we'll see. Be'etzem, he was if a kosher thing would have came out of his house, he was mechuyev to bring it up as a korban because his neder was right. There was no shaila about it. But now that the whole thing came out, we're going to see in a minute. It's machloikus in the medrash of Yochanan and Reish Lakish if the neder was chal or not. We'll see soon. Pasuk lamed hey vayihikir oisa yoisa when he saw her vayikres begodav vayomi ripped his garments and he exclaimed aha biti aha my daughter. Hachrei, you have surely brought me to my knees. And now you are among those who ruined me. I have opened my mouth with a shvua to Ribbono Shel Olam. I can never recant on it. I can't go bichayzer on my shvua. Rashi says, Hachrei, like it says, you captured my heart. My sister bride, it says over there. All my blood is in turmoil. Kipachtes raglai. You've taken away my feet. You knocked me off my feet. Pasuk lamid vav atoymeri love. She said to him, Ovi, my father, potzisa es picha. You've opened your mouth with a shvua el Hashem before Hashem. Aseli kasher yotza mipicha. Do exactly to me what as you said. Acharei asher osalucha Hashem nakomis. Considering that Hashem has gotten nakama for you and taking revenge from your enemies, me'ayvecha b'nei amoin, from your enemies, the b'nei amoin. So the Chazal say in the Tanchuma that Yiftach was an Amoritz Chosid. because the Gemara says that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yiftach was mechuyev to set aside the value, the monetary value of his daughter to buy karbonis, not to bring his daughter up. And Rish Lakish holds no. The neder was in Gansen bottle because it only applied to a kosher animal that would came out of his house, and not to people, or not to a davar tummy that would come out, or tummy animals that would come out of his house. So Rabbi Yosef Lakish holds the neder was in Gansen bottle. Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it wasn't bottle. But Yiftach didn't know the halacha, and the Chazal criticized him for being too proud to ask Pinchas, who was the manager at that time. Why don't you go ask Pinchas? And not only that, they criticized Pinchas because he should have been made for the neder. So now there's a machlokes if literally he'd mamish was, we're going to see soon if he was makrifer or not on the zakorban. That Ben Ezra holds that Yiftach didn't do it lamaisa. The Radak and the Rabag, they all agree with him. That Yiftach, he built a house for his daughter where she was secluded and she davened all day. And the Ramban, lamaisa and Vayikrach of Zion, as well as the Ben Bechaya, hold that Yiftach lamaisa did kill his daughter because he was an Amoritz. And he thought that since he was the ruler, so he could force his will upon others. So Mele, he did kill his daughter. So machlokes Ramban, machlokes Rishon Ramban and Ben Ezra if he maisa did it. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Vatoymer Elavia, she says to her father, Ye Yosali Adavar Zeh, let this be done for my sake. Harpei mi meni shnaim chadashim. However, release me for 2 months. Ve'ilcha ve'yiradati elahorim. I'm going to go down and be boich and cry and grieve by the mount on the hills. Ve'efgal besula. I'm going to weep over my besulos. Anoichi ve'yoisi, me and my companions, my friends. Rashi says, "V'iradeti alahorim lashon yilalahu." This is a lashon of wailing. The Gemara we find in Yeshayahu Tesvav Gimel al gagoyseo v'chayveseo on its roofs and on its thoroughfares. Kula yelil yoyred b'pechi. It's a total wailing, a weeping of grief. Hamisatziv b'chvi. Someone weeps so intensely at shegufoy mishtaber until it causes his body to break down. V'medrash agada doyish reb tanchuma in bechukoy say, "Hey al hehorim." That means Lefnei Sanhedrin. Shema Yimtzu Pesach Lenidrucha. Maybe the Sanhedrin Taka will find the Pesach for your neder. So here, Lefi that, the Gemara is saying that she went to find the Pesach, but Yiftach was too proud to go. But Lefi the Drosh and the Gemara, the Tanchuma, that she went to Lefnei Sanhedrin. Maybe there'll be Pesach Lenedr. I don't want to die. So give me 2 months. Don't kill me right away. Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayoymer, he replied to her, Lechi, you may go. Vayishlacho Yisam Shnei Chadoshim, he released her for 2 months. She went with her companions. She wept over her basulas on the hills. Doesn't say over her basulas, her maidens. It means that actually that she was taka basula. She was crying that she was going to die as a basula. At the end, it happened at the end of the 2 months. Vatoshav Elavish returned to her father, Vayasla, and he carried into effect with her Es Nidre Asher Nada, the neder, this vow that he had made. So it's Machlaikis, if he literally did it, Machlaikis Rishonim, we spoke out, if he did kill her, the Ramban and the Rabbein Bachayan, Vayikra, Bechukoise, they hold over there that Hitaka did kill her, and he was an Amoritz Chassid, he held he was the ruler, and the Ebenezer's Choylik, and he says no, he locked her up in seclusion, and she davened all day. Okay, so the pasuk says Vayasles Nidre Asher Nador, Vehila Yada Ish. She had never lived with any man. Vati Choik Bisrael. She became the subject of halachas of a law in Klal Yisrael. So Rashi Vati Choik, Gozer Shloyasa Adam Geoid Kane. They made a halacha that nobody is allowed to do anything like this, make a neder like this anymore. She's going with the pashas that he did kill her. She Ilu Halach Etzel Pinchas. Because if he had gone to Pinchas, Ayhu Ba Etzle, Pinchas would have came to him. Hayematir Lo Nidre. He would have been Matir's neder. Amdu Bigudlusan, but they refused to humble themselves. Umi bein shneim of them, because of both of them, there's a tfi against them, it says. As I state in Yalkut, Samiches. Pinchas tainet Yiftach was required my services, let him come to me. And Yiftach says, excuse me, I'm the supreme commander here, Pinchas should come to me. That was the machlokes. And Maisa mi bein shneim of them, because they were both responsible for her being destroyed. Venifra mehem, and they were punished. Pinchas, what happened is Talka Shechina Yemeno. The Shechina left from him. Shenemer says in Divrei Yom Aleph Teschof, Lefanim Hoy Hashem Imoy. Hashem was with him previously. Lamadnu Shebesoifa Yenime. But we learned that at the end he wasn't with him later. But Vyiftach Huka Bashchin Venipol Eivorim. Yiftach was afflicted with Shechin and all his Eivorim fell apart. Shenemer says later in Perkut Bei Zayin, what does it say? Vayikave Ba'ari Gilod. He was buried in Ari Gilod. In Kehelis Rabba Yud Tesvav V'yesh Oid Lifter, you could say also that he chayk be Yisrael. Another pshat mechubal mikshul achav goes with the next pasuk. Hakapanim says he got punished also Yiftach that all is a vorm. He was killed. He was buried ba'ori gildod in a lot of cities, meaning an aver fell off here, an aver fell off there. He got a tefarlich punishment. Pasuk mem miyamim miyamim atelachna benayis Yisrael lesano is levas Yiftach agilodi arbas yamim bashana. The daughters of Klal Yisrael, they would journey every year to grieve over the daughter of Yiftach Hagiladi 4 days a year. So Rashi, miyamim yamina teilachna hadavar zeh kavu aleim lechoik. This was established as a law. Lesanes is to grieve, lekoinen means to weep. So the pasuk vati chayk b'Yisrael, what was the chayk b'Yisrael? That was every single year for 4 days a year annually they used to go to grieve and to weep over the daughter of Yiftach. And this is obviously going with the pasuk shot that he taka killed her kipshutei. But as we mentioned, that's the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Vayikrach of Zayin, they hold like that, in Parshas Bichul Kosai. However, the other Rishonim, the Evan Ezra's Choylik, and he says no, that he didn't kill them, he didn't kill her, he just locked her up in seclusion, and they just went there. It became like a Makam of Tefillah, and she davened there all day in seclusion. Whatever pshat we're going to go with,